are better with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
They make me laugh.
On Star 102.5.
We are happy to have him on the show this morning. He is going to be out making a couple appearances where you can get his Grey Duck Vodka. We'll tell you about that here in just a few minutes. But it's a former Hawkeye and Viking linebacker, the great Chad Greenway. Woo! On the show. Hey, how you doing, Chad? Good morning.
Not too bad. How's it going, guys?
We're doing good. Thanks for joining us.
You bet. Yeah, it's fun to be on. Fun to be back on the radio down in the great state of Iowa.
I love it. All right. So, by the way, did you watch Game of Thrones?
So, here's what I mean with Game of Thrones. A big fan. I'm not one of these guys that is so proud to not watch it. I watch it. Four kids. I don't give myself time to. I have not caught up with this season.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I've watched every season. I'm up to date except for this one. And, of course, with social media and all the following, like, it's impossible to not kind of know what's going on. So it's like I'm getting, like, half the truth at this point. So I need to sit down and watch this.
Okay. But
I'm chasing kids and trying to sell vodka and all sorts of stuff.
There's sure. Yeah, you got other priorities. But I am curious, what's the spoiler you've heard so far that you're like, what did they do? What stood out?
Well, so I think the biggest thing for me is, like, every season built on itself. Like, you didn't think that season three couldn't have been as good as season two, and season four couldn't have been as good as season three, but it's kept getting better and better. And of course, last season I was not super impressed with just the storylines and some of the characters and the outcomes. And then this year, I think the biggest thing that surprised me is just how disappointed, you know, the real Game of Thrones fans, the ones that are super, super into it, how disappointed everybody is just in the storyline. At the same time, like, I'm kind of the guy who's like, you know, just enjoy this because this is, like, a special show and they don't come along very often.
Okay.
So, you know, I feel like it's just to do it a service, you need to start back episode one, just start it over. Go live in the glory one more time.
Okay.
You know what? Let's make Chad feel good. Chad, everyone else is wrong. It's a great season. It's a great season. You're going to love it. Everyone else.
I'm not much of a TV guy. Like, of course, I'm like the typical, like, only thing I watch TV is, like, sports. So when I have a show like this that I really enjoy and dig into, it's fun. And I don't get too critical of it. I just try to enjoy it rather than, like, always be the guy who's, like, you know, the Monday morning quarterback, you know, telling Chad Greenway why he missed so many tackles and all the things he screwed up on Sunday in the football game. I try to be that guy when it comes to a TV show.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You do have a different perspective than the rest of us. That's a good point. So do you miss football?
Oh, gosh, no. No, not at all.
No?
You know, when I, you know, 11 years in the NFL, obviously had a good run at Iowa when I was there. And I think the nice part for me was when I came from South Dakota, small school, and had a great opportunity. And I think the biggest thing for me was always trying to get the most out of my ability, right? And just always live up to just doing a little bit extra, doing a little bit more. So when I was in my NFL career, I was like, you know, if I'm going to retire, I got to make sure I get everything out of this that I wanted. And I just poured everything into my career. And when I was done and walked away, I felt good and content with what I had accomplished, where I had came from, and where I had ended up. And I think the biggest thing is just how I, you know, was able to do it my way, you know, treat people the right way, you know, continue to be that small town guy that you know, put other people in front of himself and his career. And that's once I had my family and started having my wife and I started having kids, little Hawkeyes that are going to be Hawks in a few years. You know, once I started having them, you keep things in perspective and get your priorities right. And now that I'm done and moved on, I just really enjoy my next phase of life.
Sure.
Well, you played the game the right way. You're my wife's favorite player. She's a Hawkeye and a Viking fan. She told me, when you talk to Chad, just let him know. I love him. And I'm like, okay. All right. That sounds good.
Well, I love her, too. I mean, let her know the feeling is mutual.
That's
what was
nice.
What was the most thrilling moment at Iowa when you look back now all these years later?
I think, like, in-game, you know, obviously the Warren Holloway catch in the Capital One Bowl was probably the most, like, iconic moment of my career just because it's such a big play and just so exciting.
Yes.
But I would say, like, as far as big moments for me was, you know, I have two Big Ten championship rings. I think beating Wisconsin my junior year in Kinnick Stadium to capture a share of the Big Ten title was probably, from a game standpoint, my favorite moment. And then, of course, from just, like, a humor standpoint, was my freshman year when the fans tried to take the goalposts out of the Metrodome's rotating yes. doors in just a complete Iowa way. But hey, they served alcohol there at the Metrodome, so I mean, you can't blame them.
That's true. That's true. We're on the phone with Hawkeye and Viking great Chad Greenway this morning. All right, so tell us about Grey Duck Vodka, Chad.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm a year out of retirement, and I have some group. Actually, Sean Constantine, another great Hawkeye, introduces me to one of his buddies he grew up with, and this turned out to be he lives near me up here in Minnesota, in Lakeville, and he had this concept of using this Grey Duck Vodka brand and growing it. And the story came from Kyle Rudolph's touchdown celebration a few years back in Soldier Field. The guys sat down and played what most of us grew up playing was considered Duck, Duck, Goose.
Right.
And they play the game, and they run around and have fun, and they celebrate, yada, yada, yada. Well, after the game, Kyle talks about playing Duck, Duck, Goose in the field. And the Minnesotans, as hardy and awesome as they are, as we are now, went nuts. Because in Minnesota, we played Duck, Duck, Grey Duck. And I knew this because I have kids that had played the game and learned the game in school as a Duck, Duck, Grey Duck. And this concept of Grey Duck to Minnesotans is very important. And it just sort of symbolizes, I think, who we are as a state and what makes us us. And I think it's fun to have something like that, sort of a this mantra you can go to and say, hey, this is Grey Duck, this is ours. So when we use this kind of this name to make a vodka brand, we thought this is something that would be totally, you know, from the north, from Minnesota. Everything's kind of produced and made here. All the inputs are bought here, and now we're in four states. So we're selling Grey Duck in Minnesota, both Dakotas, and now Iowa.
All right. Mm-hmm. Very good. And you can also see Chad and get some of that Grey Duck vodka today. He's going to be a couple places. The Hy-Vee in Waukee from 3:30 to 5:30 this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then again this evening, Ankeny Prairie Trail Hy-Vee from 6 to 8. Chad Greenway out there with the Grey Duck vodka. And I'm sure that there'll be more than a few people out to come see you tonight.
Yeah, Chad, if you see me at the Waukee one and then you see me in Ankeny or with a, I don't know, like a fake mustache, it's a different guy. It's a different guy.
So come on, come on. We love it. If you want to come to multiple locations, we love that. We're in the business now of selling vodka. So if you come buy vodka, we're not going to be upset. I promise.
All right.
But how these things go is we've had a great response to coming and doing these bottle signings and doing these tastings. And the Hy-Vee is just a perfect location for us. They've been a great fan of ours since we came down there and a huge supporter of ours. So these Hy-Vees you walk into, as you guys know, are just gorgeous, especially some of these newer ones they're putting up. And so what we'll do is, yeah, we'll be signing bottles. There'll be a deal there to be able to buy a couple bottles, get a little bit of a price discount on that, and then come out and buy a bunch. I'll sign as many as you want to buy. We found they've made great for, you know, some gifts. You know, around Christmas time, it was incredible to have to do some of these signs because people want to give them for Christmas gifts. Give them to their dads, their moms, give them the, you know, keep one for the family and something that you can have and hold on to and then drink. So you can't get better than that.
The great Chad Greenway will be there with the Grey Duck Vodka. Thank you, Chad, so Woo! Much. We appreciate the time.
You bet. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. We'll see you later then.
All right.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Topical, like an ointment.
Star 102.5.